بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Khedive Ismail Pasha was appointed as the ruler over Egypt by the Uthmani Khilafat, the Ottoman Empire. During his reign, Egypt and Ethiopia were at war from the years 1874 to 1876. Due to the disunity that existed between the various commanders of the Egyptian army, Egypt suffered numerous defeats during this war and was ultimately unsuccessful against Ethiopia. One day, Khedive Ismail felt depressed and was overcome by anxiety on account of the defeats that Egypt was suffering. He mounted his conveyance and set out with his minister, Sharif Pasha, hoping to find a way to relieve his anxiety and dispel his worries. While they were out, he turned to Sharif and he asked him, "When you have a serious problem that you need to solve, what do you do?" Sharif Pasha answered, "It is my habit that when I have a problem, I request the pious ulama to recite Bukhari Sharif on my behalf. Through the blessings of this kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists me to solve my problem." Khedive Ismail replied, "We will speak to the Shaykh of Al-Azhar and ask him to arrange for Sahih Bukhari to be recited." Accordingly, Shaykh Arusi, the Shaykh of Al-Azhar, gathered the pious ulama who began to recite Sahih Bukhari. However, news of the Egyptian army's defeat continued to arrive. After some time, Khedive Ismail and Sharif Pasha went to the ulama, where Khedive Ismail said to them in anger, "Either the kitab that you are reading is not Sahih Bukhari, or you are not the pious ulama that we think you to be, like the pious ulama of the past. Allah Ta'ala has not assisted us in any way through you and your recitation." On hearing this outburst, the gathering of ulama remained silent. However, an old alim seated in the last row of the gathering spoke up and said, "It is your fault, Ismail. It is your fault. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will certainly command people towards righteousness and forbid them from evil. Allah Ta'ala will allow the evil among you to rule over you. Thereafter, when the pious among you will make dua, it will not be accepted." When the old alim said this, there was pin drop silence. After a few moments, Khedive Ismail and Sharif Pasha turned and left without uttering a word. It's a very, very lengthy incident. Recently, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahab Dawud Barakatum was addressing the ulama, and he said, "Can we say people are not making dua?" He said, "A lot of people are making dua. The whole world is making dua. But then why do we not find the assistance and the help of Allah Ta'ala coming?" So he said, "I was thinking about this for a while, and two things came in my mind." He said, "One thing came to my mind is that our earnings are tainted, or the food that we're eating is tainted. Because the hadith says, وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ." When his food, drink, his clothing, or in general his earnings is tainted with haram, then how is his du'as going to be answered? So the kuffar have schemed, plotted and planned how to get the Muslims' earnings tainted. Because in Kufa, Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he was very scared that the pious people will make dua against him. So he invited them and he gave them a banquet. He fed them haram. Then he said, "Now I got nothing to fear. I give all of you haram to eat, I got nothing to fear." So in the systems of the kuffar, somehow they will lace our earnings with some riba, some interest, some haram, sometimes in the food, some ingredient you don't even know. This thing that looks maybe fine, but if you go into some detail, you see this is haram. And many, many innocent Muslims unwaringly have been caught up, "Oh, we ate this thing here, we didn't know this ingredient is not right. We didn't know this thing has that." Now recently, this issue of cat food came up. Many Muslims got animals. We did some research, how much of cat food got pork inside. Imagine, we're buying that cat food, we're keeping it at home, even if it's dry. We got pork in our house, we're buying pork, and we're keeping pork in our house to feed the cat. We're not eating it. But imagine Muslim is buying pork and he's feeding it to the cat. You're not joyous for us. The cat on its own can go and eat anything. But for us to buy it, imagine, which Muslim will keep pork in his house? The cat food, proven, got pork inside. Because they take any filth and they put it in there. So there's a lot of things where a Muslim can get caught. So the first thing is to be very wary about halal and haram. Ramadan is coming now. We want that spirituality, to be very careful about our what we eat and our earnings too. Many people, we have bank accounts. We have to go check if there's any interest coming in. I have to take that money and I have to give it away. Sometimes years are going, we never check how much interest came inside. What did I do? Did I take it out? Did I cleanse my wealth from that interest? So that is very important. Then there's different schemes, schemes that are offered, insurance. Ulama have written now about Islamic banking, where there are kuffar and books have been written that what was the plot and the ploy behind Islamic banking also. It might be a bitter pill to swallow, but everything is referenced. All the references are given. Books have been written. Thick books have been written where these people are, like we say, whistleblowers. They're saying this is a plot and the ploy of the kuffar. And very clearly it is mentioned in one place where they have said that we wanted to get the Muslims to eat haram. So how to scheme it and how to make it. So we put the front of Islam, put the Islamic front and get the Muslims to buy it. Like how the ulama tell us, you just put one halal sign anywhere. Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab was saying, I think he mentioned that somewhere they were traveling and they saw one halal sign. So they see non-Muslims are there. So they went inside. He said, what is this? In Arabic, halal. That man said, I also don't know what it is. But someone told me, if you just put this here, you get good luck. See, after I put the sign here, a lot of people are buying from me. Just I put the sign. See, good luck. It's not good luck. The ignorance of our Muslims. You just see and eat. You just see Islam. And then you say, we can go there. It's right. It's okay. So, very important. So, our du'as won't be answered. That's the first thing. And the second thing he said, Mufti Sahib mentioned, what is mentioned here, you will certainly command people towards righteousness and forbid them from evil, or Allah will allow evil among you to rule over you. Your du'as won't be accepted in one hadith because you are not correcting the wrong and commanding the right. And the easy way to do it, easy way, Allah give us tawfiq, is to join the effort of Dawat and Tabligh. To go and knock on the doors of people in the way of إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمُعِذَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ. Go and knock on the doors of people and advise them, give them some nasiha. That is the easy way. Otherwise, where will we get the opportunity? It will be very, very difficult for each and every person to make amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. The ulama have said that this is an easy way of drawing Allah Ta'ala's mercy and protecting us from Allah Ta'ala's wrath. And the last, or rather one of the important things we learn from here is that the khatam of Bukhari Sharif is a time for acceptance of du'as. A lot of jalsas will be happening now, the next 1-2 weeks. Jalsas will be taking place. It will be a good opportunity for us to attend those jalsas and the khatam and also to make du'a to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us